Greetings to our brothers and sisters in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣圣名，与大家弟兄姐妹们，祝平安。
First and foremost, thank God for gathering our brothers and sisters here tonight worship Him.
首先要感谢神，聚集弟兄姐妹们在今晚能聚集在这里敬拜神。
Tonight I'm going to study with you one of the biblical characters.
今晚与大家分享一个圣经的人物。
We know that what is written in the scriptures is for our learning.
我们知道圣经所记载的是为了我们的学习。
We learn about the failures of some of the characters.
我们从圣经学到有些人物的错误。
Their failure would serve as a reminder to us.
他们的失败可以成为我们的见解。
So that we will not repeat the same wrong.
所以我们不会犯同样的错误。
There are some characters which show a lot of a good example.
那也有许多人物留下了非常好的榜样。
We can learn from them.
我们可以向他们学习。
So that our spiritual life can be enhanced.
所以我们的灵性也可以得到增进。
So tonight I'm going to talk about Barnabas.
今天想与大家分享巴拿巴这个人。
The Bible does not record his works or the person in great details.
那圣经并没有对巴拿巴有很详细的记载。
But we can learn from the few passages that talk about him.
但我们可以从有关他的记载来学习有关这个人。
We can first turn to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11.
我们首先先翻开《使徒行传》第十一章。
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11.
使徒行传第十一章。
Verse 20 onwards, it talks about members scattered to Antioch.
从二十节开始说门徒们信徒们分散到安提亚。
And Barnabas was sent there to Antioch to look after the believers.
巴拿巴被差派往安提亚来照顾这些信徒们。
We read verse 22.
我们读第二十二节。
Chapter 11, verse 22.
第十一章二十二节。
The news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch.
二十二，这风声传到耶路撒冷教会人的耳中，他们就打发巴拿巴出去，走到安提亚为止。
Verse 23.
二十三节。
When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord.
他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜，劝勉众人，立定心志，恒久靠主。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord.
这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。
It seems that the presence of Barnabas made a huge difference in the church at Antioch.
看起来巴拿巴他的存在对安提亚教会有一个非常大的影响。
Many people were added to the fold.
有许多人归服了主。
Many people's faith was strengthened.
许多人的信心都得到了坚定。
Verse 24 says that he was a good man.
二十四节说巴拿巴原是个好人。
Now, whenever we talk about the word good in the Bible,
我们凡谈到这个，在圣经中讲到这个好字，
或者是善，
好或是善。
It refers to the nature of God.
这就代表的基督的本性。
Because there was once a young rich ruler came to Jesus.
曾经有一个年轻的财主来到主耶稣面前。
I said to Jesus that he is the good master.
他对主耶稣说：“你是个好主人。”
And Jesus replied by saying to him that no one is good except God himself.
主耶稣回答他说：“没有人是好的，除了主神本身。”
So you find that the term good actually is a reference to the divine nature of God.
这个字好或是善其实代表着神圣的性质。
We find that this person here, Barnabas, has adopted this nature of God.
但这里我们看到巴拿巴他拥有了神这个善的本性。
Now, how did he adopt this goodness of the Lord?
他怎么样拥有这个神这个善良好的本性呢？
Verse 24 tells us that he was a man full of the Holy Spirit.
24节告诉我们他是一个充满圣灵的人。
And also a man full of faith.
也是一个大有信心的人。
We know that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is the Spirit of God.
我们知道圣灵就是神的灵。
The Spirit lives in us.
这个灵也住在我们心中。
And one of the reasons of Him dwelling in us is to transform us from within.
住在我们心中一个目的就是能够可以改变我们。
So that we can be like Christ.
所以我们可以更加像基督一样。
Here Barnabas was called a good man.
这里巴拿巴被称为一个好人。
Quite clearly that he must have been transformed by the power of the Spirit.
很清楚，我们可以了解他被圣灵而改变了。
He is a person who has the nature of God in him.
他是一个拥有神本性，在他心里的一个人。
That is why we find that wherever he went, he was able to bring the goodness of God to others.
所以无论他到哪里，他可以将神的好跟善带给那些人。
Today we all have the Holy Spirit. We have received the Holy Spirit.
今天我们都已经得到了圣灵。
By right we should have the nature of God in us.
所以我们都应该拥有神的灵在我们心中。神的性情在我们心中。
Sometimes we find that this is not the case.
但有时候我们发现这并不是如此。
It could be that we have not fully yielded to the guidance of the Spirit.
或许因为我们还没有完全的顺服圣灵的带领。
We have not allowed our human will to submit to the authority of God.
我们还没有让我们自己的仁义来降服于神的的旨意之下。
Although we have the Holy Spirit, we live not like Christ in our life.
虽然我们已经有了圣灵，但我们却不过着一个有圣灵的生活。
That's why in our own family, we find that we are not able to bring the benefits or the goodness of God to our family members.
所以在家庭中，或许我们会发现我们无法将神的良善带给我们的家人。
Or even in the church, sometimes we are not able to bring, you know, the goodness of God to our brothers and sisters.
有时候在教会，我们也没办法将神的良善带给分享给弟兄姐妹们。
Because we have not fully submitted to the authority of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们还没有完全顺服于圣灵的权柄。
Here we also told that he was a man of faith.
这里告诉我们他也是一个大有信心的人。
Whenever we talk about faith, there are two constituents parts that we need to.Consider very carefully.
我们每谈到信心时，我们要知道信心有两个很大的关键点。
First, faith would lead a person to believe that Jesus is the only God.
第一，信心会带领一个人相信神是唯一的独一真神。
If I say that I have faith in God,
如果我今天说我对神有信心
，What does it mean?
那这是什么意思呢
？It means that I believe that Jesus is the only God.
这代表说我相信耶稣是唯一的真神。
So in my life, there shouldn't be any other God.
所以在我生命中应该不会拥有任何其他的神。
I must rule out all the other gods.
我一定会排除其他的神。
Or I would say we should remove all the other gods from our hearts.
还是我们会从我们的心中废去任何其他的神。
This is faith.
这就是信心。
Now the second part.
第二个部分。
When we say we have faith,
当我们说我们有信心时
，it also means that we fully believe in the word of God.
这也代表我们是真心、全心、全意相信神的话。
We would follow every word that the Scripture says.
我们会遵守圣经所记载的每一句话。
Because we believe in the word of God.
因为我们相信神的话。
In this way, you find that when we fully accept the word of God,
这样子，当我们全心来接受神的话时
，then the word of God will work effectively within us and to change us.
那神的话就会有功效的在我们心中来更新我们。
And in this way, we will become, you know, good in the eyes of God.
这样子，我们就可以在神的眼中成为一个好人。
Sometimes we find it very difficult to become good in God's eyes.
但有时候我们却发现，要在神面前做一个好人是非常困难的。
But this is the challenge that we have to to take on.
但这是我们每个人需要面对的一个挑战。
So if we talk about serving God,
所以我们今天若谈到来服侍神。
First of all, we must work towards this goal. That is to make sure that we become good in God's eyes.
那我们第一要先来达到的目的的就是要在神面前成为一个好人。
Now I'm going to look at some passages in Acts to see in what way he demonstrated this good nature in his work or in his life.
我们要在《使徒行传》看一些例子，巴拿巴是如何在他生活中行出这个良善的。
We turn to Acts chapter 4.
我们请翻开《使徒行传》第四章。
Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章。
Acts of the Apostle chapter 4, we read verse 36.
使徒行传第四章第三十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 36.
第四章三十六节。
And Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet.
36, 有一个利未人生在塞浦路斯，名叫约瑟，使徒称他为巴拿巴。巴拿巴翻出来就是劝慰子。他有田地也卖了，把价银拿来放在使徒脚前。
Here it talks about Barnabas, who sold his land and brought the money and laid it at the feet of the apostles.
这里巴拿巴将他的田地卖了，把银钱拿来放在使徒脚前。
You know that in the early church, the believers were greatly moved by the grace of God.
我们知道在早期教会，信徒们都大大的被圣灵而感动。
They were very much motivated or moved by the love of Jesus Christ.
他们也深深的被基督的爱感动激励着。
You know, they were so moved that they were even willing to share all their possession with one another.
他们被圣灵激励，他们都愿意将他们的所有卖了来捐出来。
We read verse 32.
我们若来读三十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 32.
第四章三十二节。
And now the multitudes of those who believe were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common.
三十二，那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家共用。
Here it talks about the people were of one heart and one soul.
这里信徒们全都是一心一意的。
So in those days they wanted to share all that they had with one another.
所以在那时候，他们的一切都是大家共用。
We find that Barnabas was willing to do that.
我们也发现巴拿巴也愿意来这样做。
Meaning he wanted to, you know, to be united in mind and in purpose, together with the believers.
也就是说，他也愿意在心意上都与信徒们来一同合一。
Here we find that a good person, always, you know, he is always willing, you know, to be united with others.
我们可以发现一个好的人，他永远都是愿意来与大家归于一的。
Because what he is looking at is the common goods of the church.
因为他所看注重的就是为教会为好的事。
There is no self-interest in the person.
没有任何的个人利益。
Because he is good, he has the nature of Christ.
因为他是良善的，他拥有的基督的这个品性。
So when you look at the sacrifice of Christ.
所以当我们看到了基督的牺牲。
How he came from heaven and to become a slave.
他如何从天上来到人间成为一个奴仆。
And the Bible says he humbled himself even to the point of death.
圣经说他谦虚自己到了死的地步。
He was selfless.
他是没有自己的。
So a good man is able to demonstrate the same virtue as well.
所以一个好的人也可以表现出同样的善行。
This is exactly what Barnabas did.
那这也是巴拿巴所做的。
For the sake of the church.
为了教会。
He was willing to become united with the rest of the people.
他也愿意来与其他的信徒们成为一。
That's why here it says that in verse 32, all of them were of one heart and one soul.
所以三十二节说，所有的人都是一心一意的。
You know, my version said one soul, the inner person.
那英文是说他连他们的灵，就是他们的他们的心灵都是一体的。
So there is like no separation.
所以完全没有任何的分隔。
So we find that if we are all good, we all pursue the nature of God.
所以若是我们都是好的，都来追求神的本性。
Then we find that in our mind, in our purpose.We can become united. There is no separation.
所以他发现我们的心、我们的意念、我们的灵魂都会是一体的。
Sometimes we find it difficult to become united with others.
但有时候我们发现要与大家合为一是非常困难的。
Because we all know that we are different.
因为我们都知道我们不一样。
We come from different backgrounds.
我们从不同的背景来。
We are from different upbringings.
那我们成长的背景也不同。
Our education is different from one another.
我们受的教育也都不同。
Even the food that we eat is different.
那连我们吃的食物都不同。
How can we become united in mind and in purpose?
那所以我们在心意上又如何能够合一呢？
I think if all of us adopt the nature of Christ, that is, we become good in God's eyes.
但若是我们都能追求基督的性情，那我们就能够在心意上合一。
Then we shall become one person.
那我们就可以成为一体。
One people of God.
成为神的一个民。
So here we find that Barnabas was a very wonderful example for us.
我们可以看到巴拿巴是我们一个非常好的例子。
Now I want you to look at verse 36.
我们看第36节。
He is also called, his name actually is translated Son of Encouragement.
巴拿巴的名字翻出来就是劝慰子。
Or consolation, yeah.
我是一个安慰的人。
Sometimes we console, we encourage, because we want others, to become, good, you know.
有时候我们会劝勉安慰人，因为希望这个人能够变好。
Or to walk on the right path.
所以他可以走在对的路上。
This is the nature of Barnabas.
那这也是巴拿巴他的本性。
That's why you find that he knew how to encourage people.
所以我们可以看到他知道如何来安慰人。
Especially, when we look at his relationship with, Saul, that is Paul.
那我们可以看到，尤其他跟扫罗，以后是保罗的关系。
He knew, really knew how to encourage people to come out to serve God.
他知道如何鼓励一个人出来服侍神。
Because what he looked at is the common good of the faith of the church.
所以，因为他所看到的是教会这个共同的优点。
Sometimes we try to understand the needs of the church.
有时候我们需要来试着了解教会的需要。
But it seems that we are not able to perceive the need of the church fully.
但有时候我们却往往没办法看到教会整体的需要。
It has a lot to do with our pursuit of Christ in our daily life.
这问题出在我们平常日常生活中追求神的关系。
If we know how to pursue God,
如果我们知道如何来追求神,
if we have the nature of God,
如果我们拥有神的本性,
then obviously the nature of God will enable us to see the need of the church very clearly.
那神的这个本性呢, 就可以让我们很清楚, 很容易的来看到教会的需要。
Will enable us to see the needs of our family.
也可以让我们来看到我们家庭的需要。
The spiritual needs of our brothers and sisters.
还有弟兄姐妹属灵上的需要。
I think this is very essential.
那我相信这非常的重要。
You know, otherwise, you know, if we can't really see the needs of, you know, our brothers and sisters, even they have wandered away, we may not know it.
那不然的话，就算我们的弟兄姐妹已经离开了教会，我们还是没有发现他们的需要。
Now we turn to chapter 9.
我们现在翻开《使徒行传》第九章。
Chapter 9.
第九章。
Here is another passage that, talks about Barnabas.
这里有一段经节，关于巴拿巴。
We read from verse 26.
我们从第二十六节读起。
Acts chapter 9, verse 26.
使徒行传第九章二十六节。
And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple.
扫罗到了耶路撒冷，想与门徒结交，他们却都怕他，不信他是门徒。
Here.It tells us about after the conversion of Saul, the believers were not able to accept him.
这里在扫罗被神蒙召后，门徒们还是无法来接受保罗。
Here is like there was a problem. Yeah.
这里有一个问题。
In verse 27, Barnabas came to his rescue.
但是二十九节，巴拿巴来接纳了扫罗。
But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostle, and he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus.
那巴拿巴接待他，领他见使徒，把他在路上怎么看见主，主怎么向他说话，他在大马士革怎么奉主耶稣的名放胆讲道，都述说出来。
We know that Paul came to Jerusalem because he was persecuted.
我们知道保罗来到了耶路撒冷，因为他被逼迫。
The Jews plotted to kill him.
犹太人商议要杀他。
So he came to Jerusalem hoping that the brothers and sisters would receive him.
他来到耶路撒冷，希望耶路撒冷的弟兄姐妹们会接纳他。
But the Bible says they were all afraid of him.
但是圣经却说他们都怕他。
Because he must have, you know, persecuted too many Christians.
因为他一定曾经逼迫了太多的基督徒。
Here we find that Barnabas was the one who stood up and to help explain to others.
但是这里巴拿巴是唯一站出来来为他解释所发生的一切事。
Now the question is, why was Barnabas so confident?
所以问题就是巴拿巴这时为什么这么的有自信呢？有信心呢？
How did he know that Paul was trustworthy?
他怎么知道保罗可以信任呢？
He had not seen him a lot.
他未曾常常见过保罗。
How did he know that Paul has changed himself?
他怎么知道能够相信保罗已经改变了呢？
If you look at verse 27,
如果我们看二十七节
the second part, he said,
第二个部分他说
This is what Barnabas said about Paul.
这是巴拿巴所说有关保罗的。
He has spoken to him andHow he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus.
主怎样向他说话，他在大马士革怎么奉耶稣的名放胆讲道。
He believed in the testimony that Paul says.
他也相信保罗所说的见证。
You find that sometimes it's not easy to, you know, to know the testimony of a person.
有时候要相信一个人的见证并不容易。
But Barnabas was able to take courage to believe in what Paul says.
但巴拿巴却有勇气来相信保罗所说的一切话。
So from here, he must have been moved by the Spirit of God to believe in what Paul said.
所以在这里他一定有被神的灵来感动，来相信保罗所说的话。
Because everyone else was afraid of him.
因为每一个人都怕扫罗。
Barnabas was the one who was different from the rest.
但是巴拿巴却与众人都不同。
He spoke for Paul.
他为保罗来说话。
So it's like he had the courage to speak for him.
所以他有这个胆，这有这个勇敢来为他讲话。
So he helped Paul to explain himself.
他也帮保罗来解释他自己。
After that, you find that the people accepted Paul.
在这个之后，百姓信徒们都来接受了保罗。
Now, again, you find that when a person has this good heart.
所以同样的，当一个人拥有这个良善的心思。
He was able to discern very clearly.
他就能很清楚地来分辨。
It's not that, you know, Barnabas was more superior to others.
也不是说巴拿巴比其他人都还更好。
Because he had a good heart.
但因为他拥有一颗良善的心。
He was a good man.
他是一个好人。
That's why God allowed him to see this case very clearly.
所以这是为什么神让他能清楚地来分辨这件事情。
That's why he was able to tell that Saul actually has fully convinced by God.
这也是他如何分辨出保罗已经完全的归向于神。
So from here we can draw a conclusion, a sub-conclusion.
所以这里我们可以来一个结论。
If we want to make discernment set on a certain matter,
如果今天我们要对一件事情来做决定来分辨。
To be not honest, it does not base on our experience only.
And 实话说，这要分辨不在乎于我们的能力。
To discern matters requires wisdom from God.
但是要来分辨，在乎于神所赐给我们的智慧。
Where does the wisdom come from?
但这个智慧又从哪里来呢
？Come from, you know, the good hearts of a person.
这是从一个人的良善的心而出来的。
Because if a person is good.
今天如果一个人是良善的
，He is given the wisdom of God already.
他已经拥有神所赐的智慧。
Because the goodness of God is like a source of wisdom in itself.
因为神的良善本身就是智慧的来源。
So that, you know, with this goodness, then we can discern. what is right and what is wrong.
有这个良善时，我们就能够来分辨什么是好，什么是坏。
Okay, we turn to chapter 11.
现在翻开第十一章。
We look at chapter 11. Yeah.
第十一章。
Okay, now we look at verse 23.
第十一章二十三节。
Here we are told that he came to Antioch.
这里说他来到了安提亚。
He encouraged the believers. To continue with the Lord with purpose of hearts.
他劝勉众人要立定心志。
If you look at the encouragement he gave to the church,
我们看到他给众教会的劝勉。
It's like this statement actually summarizes his objective in serving God. What his objective is.
这里他说出了他服侍神的目的原因是什么。
Even though the statement is very short,
虽然这一段话非常的短，
but it tells us what kind of objective he had in mind.
这告诉我们他心里定的意志是什么。
He wanted the people to continue with the Lord. That is his only aim in his service to God.
他在服侍神唯一的心志就是希望众人能够恒久靠主。
We find that if we are good in God's eyes,
我们发现若我们在神面前是一个好的人，
naturally this will become our objective. We just want our brother and sisters to remain in the Lord.
很自然的，这也会成为我们的立志，因为我们只想弟兄姐妹们也能永远在神的主内。
So what we do, we will bring all of them, yeah, to Christ, to come before the Lord.
我们会做的就是会将所有的弟兄姐妹们带到神的面前。
Because we have this heart of God in us.
因为我们拥有神这样子的心智。
That's why he encouraged the believers to continue with the Lord.
这是为什么他劝勉众人要恒久靠主。
Verse 24, yeah.
二十四节。
The second part.
第二个部分。
And a great many people were added to the Lord.
于是有许多人归附于主。
Because of Barnabas, many people came to believe in God.
因为巴拿巴，许多人来相信主。
Sometimes we talk about spreading the good news.
有时候我们会提到要来传福音。
I think it's important to have, you know, to have a plan for evangelism.
那我相信在传福音上有一个计划是重要的。
So that we know exactly what to do and how to carry out the work of evangelism effectively.
所以我们可以清楚的知道怎么样有功效的来实行出这个传福音的工作。
I think what is even more important is that if all of us pursue to be good in God's eyes,
但是更重要的就是如果我们每个人都可以追求在神面前成为一个好人，
then we will be given the wisdom to draw people to God.
那神就会赐给我们这个智慧来让我们带人到神的面前。
We know that God is good.
我们知道神是好的。
If we want to bring people to come to the church,
如果我们今天要带人到神的教会，
they must be able to see the goodness of God.
他们需要也能够来看到神的良善。
So where can they see the goodness of God?
所以他在哪里可以看到神的善呢？
In our life.
就是在我们的生命中。
But can they see the goodness of God in our life?
但问题是今天他可以在我们生活这生命中看到神的良善吗？
If we are not good,
今天我们若不是好的
or we have not adopted the nature of Christ,
还说是我们没有拥有神这个好的性情。
People might come to the church,
今天人可能会来到教会
to visit us a few times,
来看我们来拜访这个教会几次
and then they will leave.
但是最后他们还是离开了。
Why? Because there's no attractions.
因为在这里没办法吸引他们。
So where does the attraction come from?
所以这个吸引力从哪里来呢？
It comes from the good natureOf a person.
这是从一个人良善 的性情而来的。
That's why here it says a great many people were added to the Lord.
所以这里说，于是有许多人归服了主。
So verse 25.
二十五节。
And after that, Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek a soul. That is Paul.
他又往大树去找扫罗，就是保罗。
We know that in chapter 9, because of persecution, the brother in Jerusalem had to send Paul back to Tarsus.
那我们知道在第九章因为逼迫，所以耶路撒冷的弟兄姐妹们需要把保罗差派回大树。
We know that there is a gap of about 15 years.
那我们知道这个其中至少有15年。
You know, sometimes I wonder, how is it that Barnabas could remember Paul so well, Saul?
有时候我会想说巴拿巴这段时间怎么能这么清楚地记得保罗呢？
So it goes to show that he really paid attention to the believers, the workers of God.
这也可以告诉我们他很清楚地观察关注神的每一个工人。
So he actually knew you know, who can actually help in the work of the Lord.
所以他能清楚知道谁能在主的侍奉上有帮助。
So after so many years,
所以过了15年,
he had not forgotten that Saul actually could help in the work of God.
他没有忘记扫罗是可以在神的福音上来工作的人。
That's why he went to look for him.
所以他去找扫罗。
Again, you can see what kind of person he was.
再一次我们可以看到他是怎么样的一个人。
To go and to find him.
他去找保罗。
Verse 26 says, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year, they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called Christian in Antioch.
26早早了就带他到安提亚去，他们足有一年的功夫和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人，门徒称为基督徒，是从安提亚起手。
Here again, you see the wisdom of Barnabas.
From
his good nature.
巴拿巴从他内心，从他良善的本性所出来的智慧。
He looked for Saul.
他寻找了扫罗。
And then he took him to Antioch.
他找到了就带他到安提亚。
And he allowed him to stay there for 1 year, one whole year to learn.
他让他在那里待了整整一年来与教会一起学习。
Like to serve the Lord together with others. Yeah.
那一起与其他人来服侍神。
I think this is very important. This also demonstrates the wisdom of Barnabas.
我相信这非常重要, 也表现出巴拿巴的智慧。
When you look at chapter 9,
当我们看第九章时,
Paul was so powerful.
这时候保罗非常的有权柄。
Immediately after his conversion,
但马上在他被神所召之后,
he went around preaching the gospel.
他马上到各处来传福音。
He was able to even confound the Jews who dwelt in Damascus.
他也大胆的与犹太人来辩论。
Alright, and that showed that Paul was very mighty in the word of God.
所以我们可以看到保罗在神的话语上是非常大而有力的。
But Barnabas knew that, you know, that was not good enough for him to serve.
但巴拿巴知道这样子来服侍神是不足够的。
Serving God is not about individual ability or strength.
来服侍神不代表我们个人的能力还是才干。
Serving God is about working together as one.
来服侍神是在乎于大家一起来服侍。
That's why for him to take Paul out and, you know, allow him to stay in Antioch shows that, you know, Barnabas really knew how to help a person to grow.
所以他能够寻找出保罗带他到安提亚与大家一起服侍, 这可以看出巴拿巴是如何能让一个人来成长。
He was a very careful person.
他是一个非常自在的人。
Because he was a good man.
因为他是一个好人。
Like he really wanted the Paul to be cultivated.
那他也真的希望保罗能受到 可以一起来成长。
To learn how to serve together in the church at Antioch.
那能在安提亚教会一起来学习如何服侍。
To me, you know, Barnabas was like a mentor, you know, to Saul at the time.
那对我来说, 巴拿巴对这时候的保罗是一个像一个老师一样。
Because it's like he guided him out, you know, he took him to Antioch and to learn.
寻找出了扫罗, 带他到安提亚, 让他能在那里一起学习。
Now we come to chapter 13.
那我们现在看第13章。
We come to chapter 13.
我们到了第13章。
We read verse 2.
我们看第二节。
Acts chapter 13 verse 2.
使徒行传13章第二节。
As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
他们侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说，要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
Here, you know, after they have fasted and prayed, the Spirit decided to separate, you know, Barnabas and Saul for the work of God.
在他们禁食祷告中后，圣灵就分别差派了巴拿巴跟扫罗。
You find that the ministers there, you know, laid hand on them, and they send these two workers out.
那我们可以看到长子们按手在他们头上就打发他们去了。
From chapter 13 onwards, you find that Paul worked together with Barnabas.
从13章开始我们可以看到巴拿巴与保罗同工。
If we have read 13 and 14, chapter 13 and 14,
如果我们读过使徒行传第13、14章,
we find that it's like Paul was the key worker.
我们可以发现保罗是主要的工人。
Barnabas was doing the supporting role.
那巴拿巴是一个在帮助保罗的一个角色。
Because like you know the preaching was done by Paul.
因为保罗做传福音的工作。
Sometimes you know miracles, signs, and wonders. Were also performed by Paul.
那有时候这些神迹奇事也是由保罗来行的。
It's like, you know, this Barnabas kept this Paul company.
所以看起来巴拿巴只是陪伴保罗的。
He was playing what the supporting role.
他是扮演一个配的角色。
You know, if you look at the role, like what we said, he was like a mentor to Saul, to Paul before.
之前我们说过，他像保罗的导师。
And now he was willing to what? To support the work of Paul.
但是他现在却愿意来辅助保罗的服事的工作。
What does it tell us about Barnabas?
从这里我们可以看出巴拿巴是怎样的人。
Truly, he was a good man.
他真的是一个好人。
He truly has the nature of God.
他真的拥有神的性。的性质。
It's not something that we can easily do, to be honest.
那诚实说，这不是我们能够轻易就能做到的事。
Without great humility, I don't think we can do this.
没有极大的谦虚谦卑，我们做不成的。
So from the behavior and attitude of Barnabas,
所以从巴拿巴的态度跟他的动作，我们可以看到。
We can see that he only cared about the work of God, and he hoped that the work of God could be done. In accordance to God's will.
你可以看到他只专注于神的工作，希望神的工作能合乎神的旨意。
That's why he didn't really mind whether he's a mentor to Saul or he was playing the supporting role to Paul.
所以无论他是保罗的导师还是保罗的帮助，他都愿意。
He was very happy to go along with Paul in the ministry work.
他很高兴也很愿意陪着保罗来服事。
Sometimes we want to work together as a team in the church.
有时候在教会我们想要与别人来同工。
I think this is the mindset we need to adopt, we need to have.
我相信这也是我们每一个人需要有的一个观念。
Sometimes God may choose someone to do a very important task in the church.
有时候神会拣选一个人来担当圣教会非常重要的一件圣工。
Maybe this person is much younger than we are.
或许这个人比我们都还要年轻。
We have to accept and we have to give thanks to God.
我们需要接受，然后感谢神。
We have to support the person.
我们需要来扶助这个人。
In this way, we show that we have this good nature of God in us.
这样子，我们可以表现出我们拥有神好的性情。
I think if everyone can have this mindset,
相信如果我们每个人都有能这样子的心念，
then surely the church will grow.
这样子，教会一定会成长。
So we hope that our brothers and sisters can learn from this good example of Barnabas.
希望我们每个人都能从巴拿巴这个好的例子来学习。
We hope that all of us can be deemed good in the eyes of God.
希望每个人在神的面前都是良善的。
So that we can demonstrate the virtues of Christ in everything that we said, in everything that we do.
所以在我们所说所做的一切上都能表现出神的良善。
So that we can bring the goodness of God to others.
我们也可以将神的良善分享与别人。
In this way, our faith shall be built up.
这样子我们的信心也必被建立。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们来唱诗。
426.
426首。